Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm alone in the dark, even though time and time again I see your face smiling inside.
A little Chicago bringing us back. Maybe one of their best songs there. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Skip Miller is our guest. Skip is the author of Ultimate Sales Toolkit, also Proactive Selling, also Proactive Sales Management. M3, the letter M and the number 3learning.com, right?
M3learning.com, and we've got a whole bunch of stuff on that website. One of them is a link to the Jim Blasingame radio interviews we've done as well.
As it should be. And one of the things, tell the audience what you do for your customers.
We do sales and sales management training. So our training is a little different, where especially from the salespeople, we make them better at the point of attack by giving them things. What do I say on the sales call to stay in control? How do I open a call? How do I close a call? And quite frankly, how do I qualify them up or out of the deal? So very tactical stuff.
And as you heard in the first segment, folks, he's talking about what it looks like in the second decade of the 21st century. This is where we're going, not where we've been. And Skip, we've been talking about the three, what you call the three revenue traps.
Yep.
The first one is not getting off the dime, you know, waiting too long to get off the dime. And
11 months.
And you know, not giving your people a full 12 months to get their quota and to make your numbers. And the second one is what trap is not focusing on the A salespeople.
Not focusing on your C player and helping. Focus on your A's and make them A plus. Really, it's like when the C player comes to you, Jim, and goes.
So you're saying the trap would be to spend too much time on the C's,
yep,
instead of helping the A's who can really drive the revenue.
Here, you're an A. Yeah. Here's your territory. Here's your quota. If you have any questions, I'll be there for you. Go.
Right.
Now
yeah.
that does you're leaving 20% of revenue
right.
by not identifying things to make your A player work real hard, because they want to work hard.
Right.
But if you don't show them how to work hard, they're going to have that 20% gap.
And the third trap.
Yeses are great. Nos are great. Maybe's okay.
Say it again.
You got 10 deals in your funnel. You
say what you just said again. Yeses are great.
Nos are great.
Yeah.
Maybe's will kill you.
Maybe's will kill you.
If you've got a customer, what my choice of getting to that customer is getting a decision either yes or no. 40% of your pipeline is maybes, where the customer's in control, the sales rep has no idea what's happening, but
mm-hmm.
it's in your funnel. So if you're looking at first quarter 2011, that going, boy, we got 10 million in the pipeline. You know, first quarter looks good. 40% of that 10 million is smoke.
What is it they say? The only thing worse than hate is indifference?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So what you need to do for getting rid of those maybes is to find out what date is your customer going to install, put it to use, in production, on the shelf, not what date they're going to sign.
So you're saying that obviously we know what a yes is, but a no,
yeah.
a no is where when they say no, then they've made a conscious decision. They apparently have. You can presume that they understand your proposal enough to say I don't want it. And whereas maybe means somebody hasn't done their job.
And while that thing is hanging out there, the sales rep's not going to go prospect, not going to go do things to fill the funnel. They're just going to hang on that maybe. So what? A close is not getting an order. Close is having the buyer make a decision, yes or no, without delay. If they get a yes, great. If you get a no, you're doing something wrong and you can fix it. A maybe? All you're going to do is bloat your funnel up with a bunch of snow, and good luck trying to bring that in. So you got to really, really go over your funnel and go, does this guy have an eye date, an implementation date? When do they say they're going to start using it? Well, I haven't asked them. Well, then that's a maybe. Get it off the list. You got to really be diligent.
This is what you're talking about is becoming better forecasters.
Yep. Yep. And the forecast by a close date is all about when the sales guy is thinking he's going to close.
Right.
Close a forecast by eye date. When the customer's committed to take ownership, put it on their shelf,
right.
have it up in production, have it up and running, that forecasting by eye date will get the smoke out of your out out of your forecast, and they'll let you go after real revenue as opposed to fake revenue.
Hmm.
And right now is the time to go over your first quarter forecast and go, okay, where are the maybes? If this guy or this customer doesn't have a date when they're going to take the order, start using. Jim, right now in January, everybody who's going to be a football fan is going to buy a new TV.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the sales guy cares when the football game is? No,
right.
The sales guy cares when you're going to buy the TV. The customer cares when the football game is.
Exactly.
Do you care?
It's all about the eye date. M3Learning.com. Skip Miller. Hey, thanks, Skip, for being here. Good job today, as always.
As always, hey, listen, have a great Christmas and a great holiday, Jim.
Thanks, buddy. See you next time. Skip Miller, folks, he'll be back. I will be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.